4 HKX Mobile.
Okay,
there was a double there, Ken, but good morning.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen.
Drew, I didn't know if that was you or not.
Driving the truck. Getting low enough. I figure on Tuesday, because I need to keep the truck moving anyway. It does not do good sitting. So on Tuesday, since I drive back and forth to work, I take the hybrid car. The battery will pretty much be empty when I get home, and then we got to turn around and go to Scouts and then come back, and I don't really think it'd give enough time for the battery to charge. So I drive the truck on Tuesday, and then I can drive the car tonight, the Boy Scout.
Like whatever you want, it's just a numbers thing. The more people you have, the less worse it looks.
That could be said to pick it apart.
Doing crime per capita, which is based on your population, so I don't know. He tries to make it as fair as possible, but you're only as good as the statistics you're given.
Like you'd be better off living in Chicago.
On, what was it, 93.3, they used to do a show where if it was Detroit or Spartanburg, and they would do a crime statistic or something, and people had to figure out whether it was Spartanburg or Detroit.
It'd be hard to tell the difference sometimes.
But, yeah, I agree. There wasn't any of it that I didn't agree with as far as the video goes. I mean, all those places are pretty run down and don't have any kind of industry to prop it up.
Place to retire, right? That'd be a good place to retire.
Away from the riffraff, like, I wouldn't move to Myrtle Beach. But if you got outside of Myrtle Beach, it wouldn't be bad.
Probably not going to live within 100 miles of the beach.
Just not a fan of the beach.
You just don't like the hurricanes and the storms and everything. Although I saw that Henderson County had their first tornado since I was in high school.
You can join the Hurricane Watch Net. I mean, there's so many benefits to living on the ocean.
He's a subject, but I was watching Jason Ham 2.0 last night, and NASA is asking for amateur radio's help on this solar cycle and the eclipses that are coming in October and next April. You might want to read into that. They're going to have a contest for them.
Thing that they want you to record or whatever about your antenna and power and everything.
Have your, what is it, your PEP ratings, or I can't remember, I had to read up more on it. I've got mine saved, but basically it's your power output near your antenna. There's a couple calculators online where you can go in and put your antenna and stuff, and it'll spit out what you need. You just have to have a copy of it on hand if they were to come knocking.
Mobile too?
I don't know. I didn't do it for my truck, but I did do it for the house. To do, you just kind of go plug in your information, and the calculator will spit everything out. And like I said, just save a copy of it.
Supposed to be under a certain number.
Always been a max, but I guess you just have to have it on hand for whatever reason. I don't know.
Send out something to tell you that you need to do it instead of word of mouth.
I'll do that, because then if they catch you, they can fine you for it.
Stations that you can hear them interfering 10 kilohertz away.
Surprise me any. I mean, most home-based normal stations, I mean, I just have to have a certain reading, and I mean, you're not next to your neighbor, so it's really not going to be an issue.
The forecast for down there at Darlington this weekend, it's only going to be 95.
Pack your sweaters.
95?
Head
up to 95.
What's that?
90 here today.
David was saying this morning.
Today is 82.
We're pulling in the parking lot, and I got a early meeting, so I got to hurry up and jump out and run on in. So I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. Y'all be safe out there on the road this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you whenever I get off work today. If not, tomorrow morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Drew, KO4TF, have a great day.
Have a good one. KN4TFW.
Taking it to the repeater.
Get you, but I can understand you.
I'm in the hole, and I'm getting ready to come up out of it, so... day at work yesterday?
Pretty eventful. Pulling parts for their outage. You know, usually I have to work that first Saturday of outage, but that's this weekend. And we're going away, so I got out of it. And then, so just kind of scrambling to make sure I got all the stuff that I need to have. And they always wait till the last second.
Coming for a month, 2 months, and then
I mean, that every day for a week I'll be ordering parts for the same darn project. You know, it's like, man, you could have just told me all of it at the same time.
What they're doing is their routine, fairly routine. They know what they need ahead of time. It wouldn't be surprises, big surprises anyway.
Keep throwing on different projects right at the last, oh, we could probably do this or that and everything. It's like, man, it just takes a while to get pieces.
It ain't like it used to be. Now places just keep enough stuff to keep running instead of just in case. I've got 10 of them laying here instead of 2.
And replace a piece of flex pipe. It was an 8-inch flex pipe, but then they decided they wanted it Teflon lined, and it's like, hey, that thing's $10,000. It's like, no, let's not do that. And then it was, you know, $4,000 without the Teflon liner, and then they kept changing and changing. Finally decided to just go with the $900 one.
Price gets in there, how quickly mine's changed, isn't it?
Realize how expensive stuff is nowadays, especially if you're talking stainless or a grade of something above stainless.
Oh, it's amazing dealing with people sometimes that don't know what's going on around them at all. Move to the 285 KO4
KFWQSY. KN4 TFWQSY.